About 480 Anchorage School District students are currently certified as autistic or having Asperger's syndrome. Most take the programs offered within the district, but next year, a few parents could choose a new alternative. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Suzanne Letso, CEO of the Connecticut Center of Child Development, had just finished overseeing a recent two-day conference on autism sponsored by the center. But Letso explains the conference was not the sole reason for her latest trip to Anchorage.
We've been working intermittently here on a consulting basis for families and have been asked for a number of years to start a private school-based program here. And we recently did a reassessment of our internal capacity and decided that we were ready to take on that challenge.
The nonprofit Connecticut Center of Child Development currently has two school sites in that state with a double mission. First, they use an intensive applied behavior analysis approach on a one-to-one basis on students with autism, Asperger's syndrome, or other developmental disorders. The second function is to train individuals seeking national certification in behavior analysis. Letso says both services would take place at the proposed Anchorage school.
Our target date for the school to open is sometime between March 1st and March 15th, 2012. A lot of that will be driven by what location we find and how quickly we can complete renovations.
Letso brought several of her staff here to Anchorage for the autism conference. She says there's no shortage of members willing to transfer to Alaska.
The plans for the school are that we're going to be sending several of our Connecticut-based employees to live in Alaska, and then Judy Palazzo, who is our clinical director, will be supporting them as well daily via distance, but she'll also be here for big chunks of time. But the rest of the staff we plan to hire from the local population here and hopefully get them trained up and able to take over and run the school and start their own programs as well.
The school will start small, initially accepting up to 8 students between 2 and 22 years old. It will grow as the needed qualified staff become available for the center's intensive approach. Anchorage School District Superintendent Carol Como said early intervention with autistic children was extremely important. She saw the new school as augmenting the district's program, which begins with 3-year-olds.
I'm certainly going to want, as a district, cooperate with folks as they're building this, because certainly there are students, they may start there, come to us, or they may start with us and go to them. So we definitely need a collaborative working relationship with this group of people.
The state's per-student funding and additional support money for students with disabilities would transfer from the district to the new school to cover some of the tuition. Letso notes that with autism, parents and educators must recognize success is very individual.
When we start to think, both as educators, parents, I'm a parent, it's important to me to not say that, you know, his IQ is probably about 45. He has moderate autism. He is going to have this throughout his life. I don't think we're not successful, and I don't think he's not successful because we haven't recovered him. I think we are successful because we have taught him many things that we were told when he was young he would never learn.
Letso and her husband established the Connecticut Center when they couldn't find the type of applied behavior analysis-based services they wanted for their own son. They hope that, as in Connecticut, eventually the Anchorage facility could expand to include an extended school year program, outreach for children from birth to 3 years, adult services, and a summer camp. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.